Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
You know what? How about Will Clark, the former Giant? And he's with us on the guest line. Will, thanks for a few minutes. Larry Kruger and Ray Ratto here. We appreciate your time. You're hanging out in New Orleans today, enjoying a little off-season?
I'm actually in Baton Rouge. That's where I live. And so just hanging out. And now that, you know, everything's sort of settled in for the off-season, just relaxing, enjoying it, and waiting for the holidays of Christmas.
Well, it's great to hear your voice, man. And, you know, let's talk a little bit, your thoughts on Aaron Judge. Judge came out today and said, hey, you know what, he didn't want to surrender his legacy. He didn't want to choose dollars over legacy. And he felt like staying with the Yankees was, you know, the best thing for his legacy. What was your read on the whole pursuit of Aaron Judge?
Well, I think that, you know, the Giants, you know, gave it a go. But, you know, to be totally honest and truthful, I mean, if the Yankees would have let Judge go after breaking that hallowed record that he broke this past year, it would have been a PR nightmare for them. So, you know, even though Judge came out there to California, even though he's from Linden and all that sort of stuff, I really did not see him leaving New York, and you know, he signed a nice contract, and he's gonna stay a Yankee.
I don't know how much time you sort of lock into free agency in baseball, but when you were playing and those opportunities came up, what were the things you were looking for? Money, the team you're going to. How did you prioritize the things that you looked for in a place to go?
Well, Ray, I wanted to make sure that wherever I went, I had a possibility to win. You know, as you well know, and as Larry knows, I mean, over the course of a baseball season, you know, if you're winning, it makes for a lot of fun. It makes for a fast and really, really happy season. If you're losing, it is the pits. And, you know, so as far as, you know, my free agency and stuff like that, I prioritize winning over anything else.
Why is it, you think, Will, that the Giants have had a hard time attracting free agent hitters? Do you think hitters look at the numbers and are afraid to hit at Oracle Park? Or what do you make of it? They have not been able to find themselves a free agent hitter of note and attract them to come here.
Yeah, you know what, Larry, I mean, I don't know. You know, for me personally, and Ray knows this, I mean, you know, playing at Candlestick, it was a madhouse playing over there. But you had to become a better hitter in order to hit there. And it's the same thing at Oracle. I mean, you know, you have to be a better hitter because there are certain nights where you hit ball in the air and you're not gonna have anything going up in the air. And so you have to become a better hitter. You have to work at your craft. And you know, as far as the Giants are going, you know, I get what Farhan's doing. You know, I mean, he's trying to go out there and he's trying to, you know, get a name player and getting for, you know, a fairly decent price. But then on top of that, he's also trying to find, you know, lightning in a bottle. I mean, a perfect example would be like, you know, Mitch Haniger. You know, Mitch has a lot of power. He's had some health issues as of late. And some of the stuff is, you know, that he's had problems with, it's freaky. But at the same time, if you can get him out on the field and he can put together a really solid year, you know, that's what Farhan's looking at doing is you know, finding lightning in a bottle.
I don't know how much you pay attention to the hot stove market every year. But as you look at this year, if this is a fair question, what's the most interesting signing in your mind?
You know what, Ray? To be totally honest, I really don't follow the hot stove as probably much as I should. My big thing that I follow, and it's because, you know, I'm so involved in the organization, is I follow who, you know, we're picking up Rule 5 or we're losing Rule 5. And we lost, you know, 8 minor leaguers this last week, and 3 of them I was really high on. So, you know, it's just part of the game. So that's kind of what I pay attention to. I pay attention to our own organization. And as far as the hot stove type of stuff, you know, I leave that to the guys that, you know, that's their job, and that's what they get paid for, is to follow that stuff.
Well, toward that end, did you guys lose so many guys that you're in significantly worse shape in the minor leagues than you thought you'd be? Were you expecting to lose as many players as you did?
I was not expecting to lose this many players, but basically these guys had to have a spot on the AAA roster, and if they didn't have a spot, then they would be opened up to you know, Rule 5 draft or, you know, free agency, where somebody else could come get them. And you know, like I said, there were 3 guys that I was really high on that were in AA and high A ball, and we wound up losing them. But you know, that's kind of the nature of the beast. But then, you know, they protected, you know, Marco Luciano and Luis Matos and people like that. So they did protect some of our, you know, top prospects. And on top of that, to answer the second part of your question, our minor league system has really been coming on strong the last few years, and we still have a lot of talent in our minor league system. And that's one thing, you know, if I gotta give Farhan a heads up, is, hey, don't be afraid to promote from within, because we have a lot of talent coming up. You don't have to go outside our organization to find talent.
Armani Smith was a name that I had seen that I thought, you know, kind of highly of. What's your thought on Carlos Correa? It sounds like the Giants are all in on Correa. Will John Paul Morosi says the Giants met with his representatives this week. They're saying they may go 10 years, 11 years. I mean, that's a long time. But what do you think of Correa as a player? What do you think of a 10 or 11 year commitment to a free agent?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's kind of the way the sport's going now. But, you know, for me personally, and Ray knows this because he followed, you know, when we were coming up and stuff, you know, I was not a big fan of anything over 5 years. So, you know, I mean, you know, there's too much that can happen in a 10-year span of time, much less 5. So, you know, I'm not a big fan of these long, drawn-out, you know, 10-year contracts. You know, the other part of that question is, you know, as far as Correa. Correa's a great player, don't get me wrong. And, you know, he's got a lot of good years ahead of him. But then we also got, you know, Brandon Crawford, who's, you know, a consummate Gold Glover. And, you know, I know Brandon. I know him extremely well. And he wants to bounce back, you know, from his offensive season this last year and, you know, prove that he still has it too as well. So, you know, if, you know, they do go out and sign Correa, well, then what's Crawford got to do? He's got to suck it up and go to third base. So, you know, it's going to be an interesting next few weeks and see where this organization goes.
You sort of brought up where I thought I wanted to go here, which is, what do you do with Brandon Crawford? Is third base the only place that he can go? Is he a credible everyday designated hitter? I mean, you're not going to, you know, you're certainly not going to cut him or trade him. No. What do they do with him if they decide to land Correa? And how much do you think Crawford's place on the roster affects how hard the Giants go after Correa?
You know what? So this would be my theory behind that, Ray, would be, you know, if they do go after Correa, all right, not only does, you know, you got to have a talk with Crawford about playing third, because you cannot waste him. You can't put him as a DH. Peterson's going to be DHing, and some of the other guys that are on the bench are going to be DHing. So, you know, Crawford's going to want to play every day. He's an everyday guy. So, you know, you got to talk to him about playing third and maybe even shortstop. Second base. I'm sorry. You know, maybe get a look, a little different look from the other side of the diamond. Another thing, too, is if you're going to go after Correa, talk to him about maybe playing a little third and flip-flop back and forth, you know. Crawford played two games at short, Correa two games at third, and then flip-flop. You know, so there's a way to keep both of those guys in the lineup at the same time.
You know, Will, I know you referenced, you know, that you'd be looking to win if you were a free agent. What is the Giants' pitch right now? They were a 500 team this year. There's probably a lot of skepticism whether they're going to win in 2023. What do you think's their pitch, or what would be your pitch if you were pitching to free agents for them?
Well, I mean, you know, the bottom line of baseball is pitching and defense wins games. That's the bottom line. And, you know, if you look at the Giants, you know, that was the backbone of our three world championship teams was pitching and defense. And on top of that, you know, we're a year removed from 107 wins. So, you know, the pedigree is there. We just need to get to go out on the field and execute. And, you know, we had quite a bit, as you guys well know, we had quite a bit of injuries to the pitching staff. But that's the one thing about San Francisco that is attractive if you're on the free agent market is, hey, look, I can go there and I can lower my ERA. I got good defense behind me, you know, and get a possibility to win quite a few ball games. I mean, look at a Carlos Rondon. Look what he did. You know, that's just one way to look at it. But then, you know, on top of that is just the fact that if you throw up a bunch of zeros on the board as far as pitching and defense-wise, I'll find a way to score a run for you. And that's what the Giants have done in the past, and that should be where they're going in the future.
Couple last ones for you, Will, before we let you go, and we do appreciate your time, buddy. Thanks for stopping by. Give me one hitter in the minors right now that if Farhan called you and said, Will, give me one guy that you're so excited about that you would just not want to trade. Who's at the top of that list? Is there one hitter? You know, I think you know as much about hitting as anybody. Is there one hitter that you really like?
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt, it's a gentleman by the name of Vaughn Brown. We got him in the 10th round out of, I want to say Central Florida, South Florida, one of them. And big kid, 6'2", 6'3", can flat out fly, plays the game the right way, is a leader in the clubhouse. He went from low A to high A to double A last year and really kind of like opened up a bunch of eyes. I saw Vaughn three times last year, and I was very, very happy at what I saw. So that would be number one. Number two, if I give you a little dark horse, is a gentleman by the name of Casey Schmidt. Casey, he had a decent year at San Jose a few years ago, and then last year he had a breakout year in high A and then wound up in double A. He is a gold glove third baseman right now, without a shadow of a doubt. This boy can flat out pick it, and he's starting to come around as far as offensively. So those are two prospects right there from the offensive side that the Giants do need to pay attention to.
We're talking to Will Clark, former Giant great, and Will was out here for the 22 retirement number the ceremony this summer. I thought your speech, man, was just awesome, and I think all Giants fans felt that way. It was maybe the highlight of the season, and that speaks a little bit about what that season was like as well. But it was an incredible night, and congratulations on that. But I got to ask you about 94 because you had a 93 was a great Giant team. They won 103. It wasn't your best year, but you got really hot and helped carry the team down the stretch. And then you signed with the Rangers. I was wondering what you remember about that winter's negotiations and how tough was it for you to leave the Bay Area, your only Bay Area home? They drafted you out of Mississippi State. How difficult was it for you to depart?
Yeah, it was really tough. So, you know, basically the whole season during 93, I was trying to sign an extension. And, you know, I told the Giants, you know, that, hey, look, you know, I'll take a lot less money to give me tenure. You know, if you give me 4 or 5 years, I'll take a lot less money because I wanted to go out as a Giant. And I was basically told, you need to check the free agent market. And so, you know, kind of the writing was on the wall. When I did have some offers, I had a 5-year deal from Baltimore, and I also had a 5-year deal from Texas. and I went back to the Giants and I asked them again about, you know, stepping up, and they would only give me 2 years, and they wouldn't pay anything out of the ordinary, and so they kind of forced my hand. So, you know, you pick up the pieces, you move on, you understand that baseball is a business, and I mean, you guys see it now. I mean, that's what we're talking about right now. We're talking about free agents and rule fives and all that. Baseball is a business, and the loyalty end of things sometimes goes out the window. Matter of fact, not sometimes, a lot of times it goes out the window. But, you know, it's just the fact that it took me a few years, but I was able to come back to the Giants in 2008, and I will never leave now.
Well, that's great to hear. I mean, I think a lot of Giants fans are thrilled that you're a part of the organization. I know you've had an impact on Brandon Belt. You think Belt comes back for another year, or do you think he moves on in free agency?
That is the $10 question right now. I mean, you know, I mean, I love Brandon to death. Don't get me wrong. He plays the same position I do. But Brandon has not put together a full year of playing baseball in a very long time. And, you know, to spend, you know, what they did last year, which is $19 million on Brandon, and not get a full season out of him, you might have to look elsewhere.
Last one I got for you, Will, and we really do appreciate your time. You know, Mad Dog Russo was talking about the Giants, and his whole take from the winter meetings was, man, the Giants did something really dangerous. They flirted with Aaron Judge, they teased their fans, and they did it after a year where attendance was down dramatically, and the team had to really rally in September to finish 500, and he kind of viewed it as a risky move. What would you say to Giants fans right now who are frustrated? You know, they're frustrated with the leadership, they're frustrated with the way the offseason's gone, they're frustrated they didn't get Aaron Judge. You know, you're a little bit more privy to the internal workings of the organization. What would you say to try to lift them up?
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, the one thing about baseball, you know, and people try to do this all the time. You guys do it, and a lot of the fans do it. They look at it from numbers standpoint and stats and all that sort of stuff. The only way you figure out baseball is when you go out there on the field and you do it and you prove it. And, you know, the big problem that major league teams have, and it's because of the grind, is injuries. And if we can keep our pitching staff healthy, playing in Oracle Ballpark, we're going to be fine. And that's my message to the fans, the Giants fans out there. We keep everybody healthy, we'll be fine. I promise you.
Hey, Will, happy holidays to you and the family. Thanks for jumping on with me and Ray today on short notice. I really appreciate you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hey, Larry, I appreciate it. Ray, you have a nice trip.
You too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.